We're talking about here, no, that the person that gave the security gave it over to the Malvim. He gave it into the either the Goy's Rishus, or else he gave it over to the Yisrael Rishus. Rashi, El Reisha the Sefer Kisharinu, that the person that gave over the Chometz put it into the other person's Rishus. Abu B'loi Hirinu, if it didn't put it into his Rishus, could be the Kuli Alma Mikan Lobo Goyva. Everybody will hold, you only collect it from the time you are Goyva. So then, the Pshat and the Reisha, why did the first man the Yama says, you're not Oiver? What was the first case again? Yisrael Shilvel Anochri, if Yisrael lent money to a Goy, Al Chemsoi, on the Goy's Chometz, the Yachra Pesach Ein Oiver, you're not Oiver. Now we're talking about now the Goy gave it from Mashkin to the Yisrael, and it's in the Yisrael's Meshus. Still the Tanakhama says, Einer Oiver. Mishum Rameyah Wamar Oiver. Rameyah says, no, he is Oiver. So we're talking about now that on Pesach, the Yisrael has this Chometz that really belongs to a Goy, just the Goy gave it from Mashkin to Yisrael. So going now, everybody holds Mikan Labohu Goyvim. Right now, before the Yisrael collects it really, it doesn't belong to me. Really, it's the Goy's Chometz. In other words, Yisrael gave a Goy $100 a week before Pesach. And the Goy now gave $100 worth of bread to the Yisrael, saying, hold on to it, this is security. So the Goy now, right now, really, the Yisrael is not Koina. It's only Mikan Labor. So then it's Shvela Tanakam. Why does Rameyah say he's over? What did Yisrael do wrong? The Chur, this Chometz still belongs to the Goy. Why do I care if Yisrael is holding it from Ashkin, but it's still the Goy's Chometz? What's the Machlekes? Or Kamiflu gave it to Rav Yitzchak. The Machlekes says in Rav Yitzchak's Halacha. The Yom Rav Yitzchak says a halacha like this: Minayin Labal Chayv Shekayin Mashkin. There's a new halacha. If I lent you $100 and you give me a mashkin, you give me security, you say, here, hold on to this watch. It's worth $100. So we say, right now, when you're holding on to the watch, it's considered your kind of the watch. A mashkin gives you a kinyan as if you own the security. That's Rav Yitzchak's chiddush. How do we know that? Even though really the watch still belongs to the leiva, I'm just saying, hold on to it for guarantee. And the Chur going now later at the end of the month, if I don't pay you up, then you keep the watch. But right now, the Chur, the watch still belongs to me. Still, Rav Yitzchak says, no, you have a gevissimus kinyan in this watch. What's the raya? Shenema, the Pasuk says, l'cho tiyetzdoka. That's the case that I lent a poor person money, and he gave me his blanket or his pillow from Ashken. So the Pasuk says, when it comes at night time, go give him back his pillow, because he needs it to sleep with. So the Pasuk says, if you give it back to him at night, you get tzedaka. It's called a tzedaka for you. So Mar says, the main kind of mashkin, stop him in ayin. If it's not the pshat that when he gave me the pillow, I own the pillow right now, so why do I get stuck if I give it back to him? If the pshat is his pillow, I'm just holding on to it for security. So I give it back to him at night, why do I get stuck if why does he give me yashkoyach? It's his blanket, it's his pillow, he's taking it back. Since the Torah says, no, I get stuck for it, it's Raya, I have a kinyan on this mashkin right now. And when I give up my kinyan at night and give you back the pillow, I get stuck for it. That's Rav Yitzchak's halacha. Is min lechotzer zloka imenu kain a mashkin zloka minayin. Yeah, mikan lebal choyish a kain a mashkin. That's Rav Yitzchak's halacha. That whenever you're holding on to a mashkin, even though really it's not yours 100%, but you have a kinyan, it's considered you have a kinyan in the mashkin. It's like yours. Now Tanakama says, Hani Mili. When do we say when you get security, you're holding on to the mashkin, you have a kinyan in it? Hani Mili Yisrael mi Yisrael. It's only if one Yisrael would give it to another Yisrael. Who the Karin in Beilachot Yitzdokah? That's what the Torah is saying. Now give back the pillow at night to the person you took it from, and you get stuck for that. Al the Yisrael Minochri Loikoni. But if a Yisrael takes the mashkin from a Goy, there's no Kinyan mashkin. So that's Pshat Tanakama here. That the Yisrael lent money to a Goy a week before Pesach. Now the Goy took $100 worth of bread and gave it to the Yisrael told B'Torah Samashkin. So Tanakhama says, Ain't a Oiver. The Yisrael is not Oiver by your Rabbi Mosan is Chometz. Because this Chometz is the Goyish Chometz. I have it from Ashkin right now, but when Yisrael holds the Goyish Ashkin, you don't have this Chish Luchoti Yitzdaka. He holds the Torah talking about a Mashkin only, a Yisrael from another Yisrael. Then you have a Kinyan. But when Yisrael takes it from a Goy, you don't have a Kinyan in his Mashkin. Therefore, it's considered like the Chometz still belongs to the Goy, therefore it's Mutter. Rameyah Savano, Rameyah holds for sure the Yisrael has a kinyan in this Goyish Mashkin. Kal v'chaymer, Yisrael mi Yisrael koni, madach one Yisrael from another Yisrael, if Reuven gives Shimon a Mashkin. We say Shimon's kind of my Mashkin, Yisrael mi nochri like Holshkin. It's a kal v'chaymer like nochri is a less of a madreg, he's a lower darga than Yisrael. So for sure, if a Goy gives me a Mashkin, I'm holding on to the Mashkin, for sure I should be kind of the Mashkin. That's Rameyah Svarah. Therefore, here the goy gave $100 worth of bread to the Yisrael to hold on to it. So really, it's not mine. It's still the goy's, because we're going now according to Rava, mikan labohu goyza. It's first the week after Pesach, when he doesn't pay me the money, and I keep the bread. That's when it's mine. But since throughout Pesach I'm holding on to it, and I have this new kinyan mashkin, like a Yitzchus mechanish, that makes it that it's chomesh over Pesach. That's what Meir Slor. Avol noch rishuvas Yisrael. This is now the safe is very good. But when a goy lent money to a Yisrael, al chemsoy, now the Yisrael goes and gives $100 worth of bread to the goy and says he hold on to it for security. Is achra Pesach divrei hakolayver. After Pesach, everybody holds that's called chometz show over all of a Pesach. Why? I, the Yisrael, gave it to the goy. Like we're saying now, the goy doesn't really own it. We're going now mikan labohu goyva. Throughout Pesach, it's still the Yisrael's chometz. If Yisrael will pay back the money, the $100, he'll get back his bread. So this bread really is Yisrael's bread. He only gave the bread that the goy should hold on to it from Ashkin for security. So here, Hosam Vaday, Nochrim Yisrael Loikoni. Here everybody holds, the Pasuk is not talking about Lochot Yitzdokom, that if you give your pillow to a goy, and a goy gives it back to you at night time, the Pasuk for sure is not talking about a goy. Luchot Yitzdok is just saying, if a Yisrael that took a mashkin gives it back to the laver at night, that Yisrael gets stokum. But by a goy, for sure, there's no kinyan mashkin. This everybody holds. Therefore, this bright is not a kashan rava, but adrav, it comes out very good according to rava. Everybody holds, really, you first collect it when you get it. Mikan labohu goyvam. But the machlek is here, a new svar in a mashkin. If you're holding a security, do you have a kinyan mashkin from this new pasuk Luchot Yitzdokum? So Machlekes says, when do we say it? From the Yisrael to Yisrael, everybody says it. If a Yisrael is holding the Goyish Mashkin, it's a Machlekes. But when a Goy holds the Yisrael's Mashkin, everybody holds, it's no good. There's no kinyan. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, Nochri Shilves Yisrael. If a Goy lent money to Yisrael, Al Chemtsoy, and the Goy took back now a Mashkin, he took a Yisrael's Mashkin of Chometz. Hey, the Goy lent $100 to Yisrael, so the guy said, give me security. So the Yisrael took $100 worth of bread and gave it to the guy. Is Achara Pesach, our Mishnah says, after Pesach now, Mutavanor, that it's not called Chomech of all of a Pesach, it's Mutavanor. The Kasher is why? Nidnami Dirinu Etzloi, even if you want to tell me the Yisrael when it took this Chomech and put it in the guy's Rishus, but so what, according to Rava, we say Mekan Labohu Goyva. So Kol Zaman, it didn't come the time to pay up now, it's still considered the Yisrael's Chomech. So it's still the goy's. It's still the Yisrael's. What do you want to say? The Yisrael gave it to the goy, so the goy is holding it from Ashkin. Abba Armand, you just got finished saying, Nochrim mi Yisrael lekoni. Everybody holds that if a goy is holding a Yiddish Ashkin, the goy is not kind of the Ashkin. So who does it belong to? It belongs to the Yisrael. So why is this chometz mutter after Pesach? This is Yiddish chometz that was over our Pesach. It should be also by Noam. The Yisrael still owns his chometz. What do I care if he gave it to the guy? So what if he gave it to the guy? The guy is not kind of it. He's not kind of the mashkin. It still belongs to the Yisrael. The Yisrael has a right still to pay up money and get back his bread. It's still his bread. And the Gemara, Hadiyom alay meyachshav. You have to just sign out Mishnah where you said beferish meyachshav means the Yisrael, when he gave his $100 worth of bread to the guy, he said, spoke out meyachshav, that when it comes out after the 3 weeks, if I don't pay you back the money, I want it to be considered as if right now this bread belongs to you. So where is the machlokes of Abaye v'Rava when you don't speak out meyachsha from right now? But if you speak out, I'm giving you this bread, and I'm telling you right now that if I don't pay you back in 2 weeks, it belongs to you right now. Shita, that helps. If I said meyachsha right now, there it's good. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. When the Yisrael gave the chometz to the guy, he told the guy, if I don't pay you in 2 weeks, from right now, this bread belongs to you. Rabbi Zoi, if you didn't pay him at the end of 2 weeks, so when did the guy own the bread? From 2 weeks before Pesach, therefore it's mutavano. But Yamalem Yachshav. And Hod lo Yamalem Yachshav. And the Bryce is before, when is Rabbi talking about that we say Mikan Labor? When you didn't speak out Miyachshav. So the Mora may not tell you, how do I know this? Tishonu, that there's such a difference. Ben Hechad Yamalem Miyachshav, Ben Hechad lo Yamalem Yachshav. How do I know it's a difference if you speak out Miyachshav or not? The Tanya we learned. Nochri Shehirin Pas Purni Eitz Yisrael. A guy that has a Pas Purni, Rashi, that's big bread that you bake in a nice big oven, a nice big fat bread, and he gave it to a Yisrael from Ashkin. Hey, so guy borrowed money from a Yisrael. The Yisrael said, give me security. So the guy went and gave him a nice big fat bread for security. Is ain't a waiver. The Yisrael is not over by your Yimotzei. Why? Because the Yisrael is not kind of the Ashkin. And Pashu is saying, Mikan Labo, so right now it still belongs to the Goy, it's Mutter. The Imam Allah Gaticha, but if the Goy says, you should know, that if I don't pay you up the money, I want you to keep it from right now, Higaticha means like you're getting it right now, like Miashrab, then either. Then we say yes. If the Goy doesn't pay up money later, we look as if this bread belonged to the Yisrael right now, and therefore, throughout Pesach, it belongs to the Yisrael, he's over. So the Kashra is Maishna Reisha Maishna Seifa. What's the difference if he said a Gatich or not? Elolah Shramina, here's a clear Raya. We see from here clearly, Shani Hecher, the difference when you say the Yom Lem Yachshav. Hey, see, Gatich means I'm telling you that if I don't pay you up in 2 weeks, from right now, the bread belongs to you. That's what the Goy told the Yisrael. So therefore, we consider right now the bread belongs to the Yisrael. So now, throughout Pesach, it's Mamish Chometz, Shavuot of a Pesach. And Lehecha de lo yomalei miyachshav. Mashenka, in the first case, when you don't say miyachshav, then we say, when does the Yisrael get the Chometz? First 2 weeks after Pesach, when the Goy doesn't pay up the money, that's when you collect the bread. But throughout Pesach, the bread belongs to the Goy. Therefore, it's Mutish Mamina. There's such a difference. Turn around, words in a bright like this. Chanus Shal Yisrael. If a Yid owns a store, Omaloyi Shal Yisrael, all the products in the store belongs to the Yisrael. So in the Yisrael, Pashat has Chometz in his store. Uperlei Nochrim Nichnosim Lishom. And the Goyisha workers come into the store throughout Pesach, come in there. Is Alocha Chometz Shanim Shashamachra Pesach. If you find any Chometz in this store after Pesach, is Osabano. It's Osabano the Chometz. Why? Because since the storekeeper is a Yisrael, and he owns the stuff in the store. So now this chametz, we have a suffix, where did this bread come from? Was this part of the bread that the storekeeper was selling from before Pesach, and he left it in the store the whole Pesach? So then it'll be also banor. Or the other side is, no, maybe the palim, the workers that worked there throughout Pesach, they came in with their bread, and they left their bread there, and that bread will be mutter banor, because that's goyisha bread. So we have a suffix, where did this bread come from? We're more mistavra, came from the actual store. Because since the store sold bread before Pesach, it's mistavra, that's the bread that was there from before Pesach, and it's a Yiddish bread, therefore it's also banor. Then no, if he sold his chametz, it will be okay. Somebody didn't sell his chametz. The ain't sorach loyma v'yachila, navad v'sosav achila. What about the opposite way? Chanur shal nochri. This is a goyish store. Umaloyish shal nochri. All the food in there belongs to the goy. So the goy has chametz on Pesach, it's mutter. Upoyla Yisrael nechnasim v'yetzim l'shon. And Yiddish workers come in there and work there. Either before Pesach or after Pesach. Is chametz shenim shesham achre Pesach mutter b'achila. And even if these Yiddish workers work there from before Pesach. Hey, Mustam Aran Pesach, we're not going to be Chayshah, the Yisrael comes and works and drops bread in there. Now usually a Yisrael doesn't have bread on Pesach. So it could be the Yid was working even a week before Pesach. Let's be afraid, maybe when the Yisrael came to work a week before Pesach, this was his sandwich, his lunch sandwich, that he forgot there. And maybe you're finding now the Yisrael's lunch sandwich that was there from before Pesach, then it should be Yasser Banur. Here we say no, it's Mutter. Is afak viso nechav yet musham chomet shenim tsham acha pesach muta bachila vein tsoch loy mabano here pshita the bread you find after Pesach we have a right to say that most probably this is the bread that came from the actual store itself that this is a store that's selling bread who owns the store guy and who owns the bread the guy so it's more mistavra what's more in the store is the bread that belongs there so this bread you can be told this is also it came from the Geisha store, and therefore it's mutabachila mutabanur. You don't have to be afraid, maybe the Yisrael left his lunch sandwich there from before Pesach. And just one more Mishnah. Chometz shenofel olav mapoilis. If chometz that a mapoilis means a bunch of stones fell on top of your chometz before Pesach, it's already kimavuyu. It's sitting like the chometz is burnt up ready, you don't have to make a bedika for it. We have a shimon gamliloy there, how much does it have to be covered up with stones? Kol shein ha-kelev yochel ha-chapesh achrim. It has to have at least 3 tevachim of stones on top of it. Then we say a dog that has a good sense of smell, he'll smell it, but he can't get to it because it's covered up too much. If it's less than 3 tevachim, a dog will smell it and get to it. That's not called kimavuyim. Because you have to be afraid on Pesach, a dog will come and start to get it and uncover the stones, and you'll have chametz in your shus. Omer Rav Chizda, v'tzorach shivata b'liba. You have to know, even though the mapoilus fell on it, that's only as far as the Rabbanan said you don't have to make a bedika. But a kolpon of the chametz still belongs to you. Therefore, Badi, you have to make a bittul. But you're right, so you have to be mevatel your chametz. Now, after you mevatel the chametz, usually with Rabbonim, you still have to make a bedikum. Here, if you know for sure that the wall caved in on top of your chametz, you don't have to check it out. Tona kamech vichus akelev, how deep down is it considered that a dog can't get to it? Shloshet tfachim. If 3 tfachim high, 12 inches, it's covered up with stones, you don't have to get to it. Omle Rav Acha b'Rei de Rav Yosi Ravashi. Hodi Yom Shmuel. That's what Shmuel says. Sofim, if somebody is watching money, you're a Shem Mechinim, or Shem Mesachim, whatever you're watching somebody else's money, and now you have to watch it. Ein lem shmir ela b'karka. The only way you can watch somebody's money is putting it into the karka, digging it in the ground. So if you leave it in your house, you have to know Ganovim come in there, and may get burnt up. It's not called the good shmira. Money, you have to be afraid somebody may steal it. The only shmira you have to Sofim is putting it in the ground. Yeah. So now the shalom is me bin shlach tfachim aloy, shlach tfachim aloy. According to Shmuel, that the only way you can say you really watch the money good is in the ground. How deep down in the ground you have to put it? Needs to be tfachim or not? Omalei, hocha mishum reicha, why chametz? We're afraid a dog will smell the chametz and a goat to try and get to it. Bin shlach tfachim. That's why you have to put it. That has to be covered up so much with three tfachim, so the dog shouldn't smell the bread. Abahosam over there by money, we're not afraid a dog will smell the money. It has to be covered up from the ganav. The ganav can't see it. So as long as it's covered up, it's good. Ahu, you don't have to have shloisha tefachim. As long as it's covered up a little bit, we're not afraid a ganav will find it. The kama, but how much does it have to be covered up? Amarafris bar papa mesichra tefach. Rafris bar papa from the town of Sichra says it has to be covered up lisa tefach. That's the place he came. As you have to cover up money, at least a tefach, that's called a good shemira. Less than that, you're not called a good shemira. And if something happens to it, it's considered your pashaya. All right, let's stop here. You're holding the Mishnah here, that's Lamed Aleph from the base. It's about a Mishnah. Hoichel truma chometz for Pesach. If somebody eats truma, that's chometz on Pesach. You have a piece of a bread, that's truma. You made a truma from before Pesach, and now it became Pesach, and you weighed it b'shoigi. Is alocha mishalem kerem v'chomish. You have to have the regular alocha, that you pay a kerem v'chomish. That's the alocha of the Yisrael, each truma. The shoigi, alocha is you have to pay back chomish, a kerem and a chomish. You have to eat another fifth. B'mezit, if you eat a b'mezit, the locher is potter mitashlumim, u'midmei eitzim. If you eat it on Pesach, you eat chometz on Pesach, that's truma, you potter mitashlumim, u'midmei eitzim. You don't have to pay back anything. So Rashi explains, b'shogig means sheshogag b'truma. You forgot this bread is truma. The afilu hezit b'chometz, even if you ate it b'mezit, so the chometz. Like yechayiv chorus, so what? Since you ate the truma b'shegeg, this is halacha, whenever you eat truma for Yisrael, eat truma b'shegeg, he has to pay to the kohen a keren and a chaymish. Mishalem keren b'chaymish. V'yaf agav leheve shav emidi, chur this is the kasha, the chura chometz on Pesach is not worth anything. The chometz on Pesach osa bano. Miyu shegeg the truma the yasivbei, v'chamishisa yosef olov. The Torah says if you eat truma, so you have to pay back the keren, the value of it to the kohen, and you have to add another fifth. If it was worth of $4, you have to pay back one fifth more. V'nosan la'kohen es ha'kodesh. The pasuk says you have to give to the kohen the kodesh. That means we darshin dover haroyus liyas kodesh. She'ena yochol l'shalom loy ha'moyis. You can't pay back money. Eloha peiros. You have to pay back the kohen peiros. V'yatashlumim nasin truma. That's halacha. When you eat truma b'shegeg, when you pay back, you have to give back peiros, and this peiros automatically becomes truma. Kidlakamon. So we say now, lav lefi domim mishalim. Halacha is, if you ate an apple from a kohen that was truma, you don't have to pay back the value of the apple. Ela lefi midim mishalim. This is one way to learn. Halacha is, if you ate one apple, you have to pay back another apple. Lefi midah. How much you took away, that's how much you have to give back. Even though it's not worth anything. Hilkach, lav bosa domim mazlinim. By truma, we don't go bosa how much it was worth. Like here, you ate truma, that was chometz on Pesach. It's not worth anything. It's also bano. Still, we say, if you ate a b'shegeg, you have the chiv to pay back to the kohen a bread, or you have to pay back another piece of bread. You can't pay it back on Pesach for shetzich, so you have to give it back after Pesach. After Pesach, give him back chometz, and you have to be meisiv another fifth. That's the law of the Mishnah. If you do it b'mezid though, Rashi says shehezid b'truma. If you're mezid, as you knew this bread was truma, and you went and ate it, or Yisrael went to eat it, he's potter to pay back. Why? So Rashi says afilu shogeg b'chometz. Even if you did not know it was Pesach, still potter min atashlumin. Or midmei eitzim. In truma tamei, if the truma was tamei, and all the kohen could do with it is just use it to burn it, ta'achano from the burning, ein mishalim loy, dimei eitzim. You don't have to pay back to the kohen the dimei, the money, how much the eitzim was worth. Why? Mishum de truma mezid ein vachaymish. That's the locha. If you eat truma b'mezid, then there's no din to pay back an extra fifth. The ein v'ein tashlum nela kapara. The klal is, if you ate it b'mezid, when you're paying back, it's not called a special kapara. You get the forgiveness by paying back. V'einas in truma. Hu adin, when you pay back, you don't have to give back peiris. It doesn't become truma. You sound like a regular gazlan, like you stole from the kohen. You have to pay him back money. That the Torah says you have to pay back an extra fifth, which is a pshat that's called the kaporam. That's only if you ate truma b'shogeg. You forgot. You didn't realize it was truma. Avu mezid. But if you know it's truma and the Yisrael goes and eats truma, the halacha is einoy ella kishar gazlan bialma. You're like a regular gazlan. You're stealing from the kohen. O mishalim mois. You have to pay back the kohen the money. And how much? Olufi domim. You have to pay back the kohen. How much it was worth to the kohen, the shas you stole it. Like every gazlin, you pay kashas akzela. Volemufi amida. You don't pay back how many pounds of apples you took. You pay back how much it's worth. Now here, you ate this bread on Pesach. V'chom es v'pesach la ba domim. It's not worth a penny. The yosef ba no. The yaflesik lay heavy chazi lay. A kohen can't even use this truma to burn it. It's mamash osa bano. For lav midi yasadei. Therefore, it's not considered you stole anything from the kohen. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you ate the chometz on Pesach, the mezid, you potter mitashlumin. Because when you eat truma, the mezid, it's called like you stole from the kohen. Here, it's osa bano. So you didn't steal a penny from the kohen. You don't have to pay back anything. But if you ate it b'shegeg, b'shegeg the halacha is, if you eat truma b'shegeg, there's a new halacha. It's not called you're paying back but teres a gazlin, but it's rather called back but teres a kaporam, that you have to pay back lefi midah mishalim. How much you took, that's how much you have to pay back, and it becomes truma automatically, and you have to be moist of a chaymish. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah, even on Pesach, that chometz is something, and you have to pay back, you have to pay Pesach, you have to give the kohen back, that midom, how much bread you took, you have to pay back, and you have to add another fifth to it. So, Gemara, Tanan Hossam, we're on to Mishnah in Trumas, Ha'echel Truma B'shoigig, Stam, if a Yisrael goes and eats Truma, one Yisrael was mafresh to Truma, you have pay was growing in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take off Truma Semaisus, now a Yisrael went and ate the Truma, is B'shoigig Mishalan Karim V'chaymish, Echad Ha'echel, whether you ate the Truma, V'yechad HaShoisa, whether Yisrael drank it, in other words, you had grapes, and you made wine out of it, and you drank the wine, that's also Chayiv, V'yechad